I was the first Western monk there, and that was 1967, so there was a huge American presence at Air Force Base in Ubon, and it was a place where the Americans were bombing Hanoi, northern Vietnam, because that area is very close to Hanoi, quite near to Vietnam. And so the local people were so in awe of the Americans, you know, they were very influenced a lot. They loved Elvis Presley movies, and their view of Americans was such that they thought we were all like that. You know, we'd break out in song and dance on the street, and they ride big motorcycles around in Zoom, and they seemed so kind of all rich and wealthy. And so then when I became a monk with Ajahn Chah, then the local people were stunned by this, and they'd come from miles around just to look at me like a monkey, you know, like I was some kind of exhibit. And then when I'd go into a bit on the alms rounds, I'd always hear this background of Prat Phrang, you know, and this means foreign monk. And these things, you know, this sense of being such a center of attention, I found very irritating at first. I was making a problem about it. And then Thai people tended to, you know, they were wondering why an American who could, you know, live in such comfort and wealth and sing and dance on the street and ride a big motorcycle would want to live with Ajahn Chah. I mean, they said, you know, not even the Thais want to live with him. And they said, and it was the common custom in Ubon to think, one, these rain periods, rains, they're called the Pansa in Thai, or the Wasa season, the rainy season, where the custom in Thailand is every man before he gets married should have at least a pansa, 3 months as a monk. And so during this time, you know, people would say, well, we figure out that one pansa with Lungpa Chart Wat Ba Pong is worth at least 20 years of being a monk in any other monastery. And even the head monk of the province, Ubon province, was against me being there. He seemed to be very critical and averse to Lungpa Chah. And he tried to convince me to leave. And so they thought Americans should study Abhidhamma. They've got this idea we're all very intelligent. And that we're so advanced that we should study the advanced teaching, like this Abhidhamma.